Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Karen, good morning. Let's talk about crime in Chicago and across the country. Terrible story about the 7-year-old boy hit by a stray bullet outside his home on the Near West Side. But the numbers are surprisingly good as far as crime in the U.S. is concerned, aren't they?
They really are, and I find it interesting that so many people are saying that they think, they feel and believe that crime is really the most serious trouble we have in our world here, and it is a problem. You know, there's no question about it, but it's getting so much better, and I guess we just don't feel that yet. But violent crime has dropped, greatly. Murders have dropped nationally about 26%, rape 25%, robberies 12%, and even property crimes have gone down 15%. And the numbers are very similar in Chicago. We have our homicides have dropped 20%, shootings have dropped 13%, and it's the lowest in 5 years. So although I think everybody has a concern and we read these stories and we're all upset about them, things are getting better, and I think people should know that.
So these numbers from the FBI nationally and also locally, a downward trend in both, is that right?
Absolutely. And we did have a peak in crime in 2020 during the pandemic for some reason. And the sociologists all talk about why that happened. But there was a huge peak in crime at that time. But it's been going down steadily since then. And this year, the first 3 months have been amazingly calm compared to the past year.
Interesting story in the news about the latest incarnation of the Four Tops. The lead singer who joined the group about 6 years ago, Alexander Morris, has filed a federal lawsuit against a hospital in Michigan alleging racial discrimination. What exactly is he charging the hospital with here?
This is a strange one. He comes in and he's short of breath and looks like he's maybe having some heart issues, and he tells the staff that he's one of the Four Tops. They don't believe him, and they think he's got psychiatric problems. So they put him in a restraining jacket, and he's saying, "No, look at my ID. I'm really this guy." And so apparently he alleges that someone made a racial comment, and he was not given the treatment that he needed. Now, this is interesting because malpractice really has to be something that results in some damage. And I'm not saying that what they did was right if these allegations are true, but there would have to be some adverse situation like he had a heart attack, or that his heart condition got worse and he was hospitalized because they weren't giving him treatment. And there was none of that here. Was it racial in nature? I think that's what the lawsuit's going to be about. Was he treated differently because of his nationality? And if he was a white guy and came in and said he was Donny Osmond, would he have had the same treatment? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if the Four Tops have continued to perform using that name, but obviously they have new members now, and I wonder if somebody looked at him and thought, well, you're too young to be in the Four Tops. That's possible, I guess.
Yeah, I think he joined in 2019, so yeah, he has been in a different iteration of the group. But again, nobody should be treated and put in a restraining jacket in that situation. But again, these lawyers who take these malpractice cases just don't really bring them unless there's some really adverse action that happens. And I have a feeling this one is going to be settled, because obviously this is not a popular thing for the hospital.
Let's talk about the Trump Tower, and many people have questioned now whether that sign can or should be removed in the wake of Donald Trump's conviction as a felon. Is there a law, an ordinance regarding this, Karen?
Well, I don't think the city can have it taken down, and I think it's a First Amendment issue. And, you know, you are you have a right to have a building with your name on it. I mean, as long as you comply with the zoning and you comply with the size and all the things that you have to do, which he did. I mean, he went through all of that process to get that put up on the building. So to take it down, saying we don't like Donald Trump or he's a convicted felon or whatever your beef is with him, that would be a First Amendment issue because that's taking down content. You have a right to express yourself as a private citizen, and I just don't think that that could happen. Now, the city council passed an ordinance saying that anyone convicted of treason, sedition, hate crimes can't do business with Chicago. But that's going forward, and that might prevent, you know, a name or someone, you know, getting a building in Chicago. But I don't think that's going to allow them to take down that sign.
The Trump name is on buildings around the world, so I guess it would always depend on what the local rules are, you know, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I also think there's another way around it, and that's if the condo board decides that having Trump's name on that building diminishes their value or causes them safety issues, which a lot of properties around the country have taken down Trump's name on their condo buildings for that very reason. And they vote. They just take a vote, and if they have a majority according to their association bylaws, then that can happen. It's an issue of a private group making that decision, not the government making that decision.
Right. More from Karen Conti Sunday afternoon on WGN Radio, 3 until 5 p.m. Thank you, Karen. Have a good day.
You too, Bob.